Hey, everybody, welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and on this podcast, I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. If you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about being willing to be sent by God. In the early 1900s, there was a young woman named Gladys Allward who felt a deep calling from God to serve as a missionary in China. Despite lacking formal education and facing numerous obstacles, Gladys was determined to follow God's leading. One day, during a time of prayer, she came across Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. The words of the prophet Isaiah, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" resonated deeply within her spirit. Without hesitation, Gladys responded with the same conviction as Isaiah, saying, "Here am I, send me." She was accepted by the China Inland Mission to study in a preparatory 3-month course for aspiring missionaries. But because of the lack of her progress in learning the Chinese language, she was not offered further training. But Gladys would not be deterred in her obedience to God's call. On October 15, 1930, she spent her entire life savings on a train passage to China. The dangerous trip took her across Siberia on the Trans-Siberian Railway, at a time when the Soviet Union and China were in an undeclared war. She was detained by the Russians but managed to evade them with local help and a ride on a Japanese ship. She then traveled across Japan with the help of the British consul and took another ship sailing to China. With unwavering faith, Gladys embarked on a challenging journey, facing perilous conditions and language barriers along the way. But upon arriving in China, she dedicated herself wholeheartedly to serving people, particularly focused on helping vulnerable children and women. Throughout her years of service in China, Gladys faced countless trials and hardships, including war, famine, and persecution. Yet through it all, she remained steadfast in her commitment to share the love of Christ with those to whom God had called her. Her willingness to be sent by God led to remarkable acts of courage and compassion. She rescued hundreds of children from danger, established orphanages, and boldly proclaimed the message of salvation to all who would listen. This all started with a scripture verse in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. The Bible says, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?' And I said, 'Here am I, send me.'" You know, when we read a story like the life of Gladys Allward, it seems like we're reading about a hero of the faith, someone who is very different than us. But while her specific assignment from God may be different from ours, we should not think that God does not have an assignment for us too. The Holy Spirit is speaking to every believer in Jesus, and He's asking the question, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" You see, God wants to send each and every one of us into His kingdom work. When we say, "Here am I, send me," God will use our lives for His glory. Now, I've noticed over the years, the thing that keeps many Christians from stepping out in faith and allowing God to use their lives is that they disqualify themselves. Some feel unusable because of their past, their failures, and their mistakes. Others think God is looking for people who are more spiritual or more gifted. But notice in the verse with Isaiah, there are no qualifications listed. God was looking for one thing, availability. The old saying is still true. God is not looking for ability. He is looking for availability. God is still searching for women and men who will say yes. He's looking for individuals who are willing to be sent and to be used by the Holy Spirit. And here's today's challenge. Like Gladys, some will be sent overseas, but many more will be sent next door. Do you hear the call of the Spirit? Let your answer be, "Here am I, send me." Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.